Hi folks, this is All Things Product with Petra Wille
and Teresa Torres.
And we're so happy you're here.
Hey Petra, I understand you've been having a lot of conversations with leaders about how to integrate AI into their work. And you're starting to hear a common theme. Tell me a little bit about what you are uncovering.
Yeah, let me set the scene first. So the conversations that I'm having is mainly with product leaders who are currently, they want to do something about AI. They want to put stuff about AI in their product strategies or in their product vision even, but they currently struggle to find a good starting point. And one recurring theme that I saw over the last weeks or maybe even months is the one of context. Because I figured in all this conversation that oftentimes AI is reacting a bit like a 7-year-old, if not a 3-year-old. So it's drawing its own conclusions from the context it has, right? And sometimes we forget to provide it with enough context. So for example, if I would tell my little one to clean up the living room, she would do the most random things. She maybe would put the books under the sofa because it looks clean, but I want the books in the bookshelf, and I would need to provide her with that context, right? And especially with agentic AI, I think we will see the exact same things. So the machine is stupid. It will do stupid things if we're not provided with enough context. And it was actually a big relief to a lot of product leaders that I talked to the last few weeks to have this one thing that I could start to work on. And we explored things that I could actually do. For example, why not starting to keep a decision log right now that they will be able to explain or teach a system, a machine down the line, how humans made decisions within the organization and based on which type of data. And I think this is something that they could already start now, even if there are no plans. And for some companies, it just right now, it does not make any, I don't know, economical sense to start using AI right now. Sometimes too expensive. Sometimes the product is not demanding. So sometimes it's too early. Their product team skills are not where they should be or whatever. But I think every product leader could think about, okay, down the line, there will be some components in our process that will be using large language models, AI, all these kind of things. And that needs context. So how can we explain in what industry we're operating in and the history of our company and what mega trends we currently see and all these kind of things? So start collecting whatever helps you to provide context to the machine. That's basically the short version of the conversation that I'm currently having a lot. Yeah. And I already have developed tactics. I will write about it in my next newsletter, for example. So I developed tactics, a bit of a checklist, what they could do to really get a head start with this whole context topic.
Okay. It sounds like this is for leaders who are starting to think about, I know I should be using AI in my work. How do I make sure I get good output from AI? Is that right?
Not so much in my work in writing emails to executives and board members. So that's that aside. But if we as a product team start to use pieces of AI here and there, maybe hire the agentic AI to be an intern and solve smaller things and do repetitive work, then I think it is key to think of this intern, this agent, as if you would think about briefing a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old or a 7-year-old, depends on how dumb your AI piece is, and what kind of context will it need to make good decisions on behalf of the organization and in line with what you would usually do as a product organization. So how do you explain the guardrails you usually have for your product people to the machine?
Yeah, so we're looking at like having AI help with our internal work, not necessarily adding AI features to our roadmap.
No, that can be down the line. That can be a thing down the line. But for now, I think more like, okay, helping us with some more digitization, even the smaller tasks.
So one of the things that I see people make is when they're new to AI, they just say, AI, draft this thing for me, put together a strategy document for me, and they provide no context whatsoever, and it's garbage, right? And they walk away and they think, oh, AI doesn't work very well. I don't get what all the hype is. And I think what you're highlighting is there's this skill involved of how do I give generative AI the context it needs, which is why this episode is called Context is King, around what it needs to make good decisions.
Yeah, and it really is like onboarding a new colleague, but assuming this colleague is not a human being. So the first layer of it is onboarding a human being, and then you have to go one step further and think about, okay, but the AI, of course, AI has common knowledge about the world. That's how it's trained, especially it depends on the model, but let's assume it has been trained by some training data, but definitely not on the flaws of your company, for example, or the specialties of the industry you're operating in, and all these it could be regulations, it could be all these kind of things, what legal regulations you have to be compliant to, all these kind of things is something that you have to mention. And you have to prepare for AI to be able to digest in a good, structured, machine digestible way, I'd say. And this is something that people could start now, even if they know that they will touch their first AI project in 6 months from here.
Yeah, I love this because it's a very actionable first step. So I want to talk a little bit about what kind of context. So I know you already talked about a decision log, and I want to dig into that a little bit, but I'll share some of the context I use in my like day-to-day with working with AI. I
Yeah,
do a lot of
please.
writing. I do a lot of co-writing with AI where I do the writing, but AI gives me the feedback, right? And so I have a writing style guide. Here's how I like to write. Here's my voice. Here's my tone. I
Yes,
actually
exactly.
co-wrote that with Claude, right? So I gave it a bunch of my writing samples and said, help me develop a writing style guide. I always give AI that context. So that I have like a set of context that's like, here's my ideal customer profile that came from real discovery interviews. Like, here's my target audience. Here's my writing style guide, just stuff that like, here's the products and services that my company offers. Here's our knowledge base we use for our customer support
Yeah,
email, because
exactly.
it just gets all this context, right? But then I also do another layer of context. I do per project context. So for
Yes, me
example,
too.
I have a pod, another podcast called Just Now Possible, and I have a project just for that podcast. Where I get into the audience is a little bit different than product talk. The goals are a little bit different. I get into the style, I get into the tone, and that has its own context. So then whenever I want to like get help from AI, I pick the place to go based on the right context.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And I found a few steps that I think are helpful if people want to do this for their organization. So I think it really helps to start with a human in mind. So what is so you can reverse engineer the context that a human colleague that you're onboarding would usually need. So that's a good solid baseline. And then I think it does make sense to think about delivery systems. So is it system prompts, or are there tool schemes that you want to share, or are there memory stores or decision logs, or what are the formats of the things that you want to provide to the machine, basically? And then you need, and we already talked about evals, but you need to think about how can you measure improvement in accuracy, latency, and cost with the more context that you provide. Because you and I know sometimes it's too much, then it starts to hallucinate, or then it starts to be locked in into a random echo chamber, not creating any meaningful results. So I think that is another thing that leaders could already think about. How would we evaluate if more context is more helpful for the task that we are tasking the machine with? So that's some steps that I'm currently discussing in my leadership coaching conversations.
You know, what I love about that is there's this idea of like, let's say you're having a conversation with ChatGPT and it gets something wrong. Your inclination is to like iterate and refine it right there with ChatGPT. But I think if you're trying to build an agent that is responding to your needs, you want to think about it as what context is missing that I can add to my project or my custom GPT or however I'm instantiating this. So that I don't have to refine it on every single conversation.
Exactly. And I think by now, hopefully, dear listeners, everybody understood that it does help to give AI a role and that it does help to describe the situation. But oftentimes, it's not enough. So it needs, especially in our business bubble, we need to provide it with way more context. So why not sharing your success metrics? Why not sharing what you're currently trying to optimizing for? All these things that you would share with a colleague. Of course, hi, Henrik Nieberg. He said something clever at our Product at Heart conference in his talk. He said, like, really treat every agent, for example, as an intern and really think about how much data do they really need to perform the task, because we don't want to give them more context than necessary. So not all of our agents should have all the credit data of the organization, please. So still be cautious, but still design this context experience for every agent, for every system that you're actually planning to develop and to use.
This is actually a really good point because I think it often gets overlooked. So you can fall under the trap of like, let's just tell it everything. The challenge with that is now we run into context window limits, right? And it can't keep track of everything. So we want to think about for this agent, and when we say agent, it literally could be a custom tool, but it could just be a project or a custom GPT. Yeah. Like it doesn't not have to get complicated. We want to think about for this task that I'm asking this agent to do, what's the context it needs and provide it no more than that?
Yes, exactly. That's another thing. Like in context design, it really is an important question to think of how much content does it really need? And we want to provide it with as few content as context as possible, but still enough to perform the job well.
Yeah.
That's
so
the context thing.
It's funny as you've described this, like what's in the back of my head is we already as leaders have to define our strategic context for our teams. Yes. And there's a lot of overlap, right? Like you mentioned this decision log. If I'm keeping track of all the decisions I'm making and why, I want to expose some of that to my team because I'm trying to empower my teams to make good decisions themselves. And oftentimes, like when we're managing empowered teams, the reason why we get into trouble is because we try to fix their decisions in the moment rather than fixing the context we gave them so that they could make better decisions. And it's so analogous. But there are, I think what's important, and I think you're trying to highlight this as well, is it's analogous, but it's also different. Like humans bring to the table a whole bunch of like context that an LLM doesn't have.
And so curiosity.
And so we have to remember like, yes, we can start with what we tell our teams. And then we have to also say, well, our teams live in our organizational context. Yes. So what organizational context do they have that an LLM won't have? And that needs to be added to the context as well.
And how are we sharing? Because we know every AI system loves a good structured document.
Yeah.
So that's another challenge that we're facing. What are good formats for us sharing context with a machine? Yeah. But it's all good questions. And I think we can start thinking about those now to be prepared for our next AI initiative in 6 months down the line.
Yeah, I think this is great because so I've been thinking about this a lot. I know a lot of people out there are really overwhelmed. AI is moving fast. There's a new tool every day. And we're all busy. We have our regular jobs to do. And so I know a lot of people out there are just barely dipping their toe in the water. And what I love about this is it's a really easy first step. Just start to think about like what knowledge is in your head that you can start to capture in documents, whether that's a decision log, whether that's collecting your strategic initiative somewhere, whether that's collecting your goals somewhere, right? And you're probably already doing some of this, but how do you do a little more of it and fill in some of those gaps?
In a machine readable way.
In a machine readable way. And then I know we just threw around a lot of ideas like agents and context windows. And like, I think a lot of our listeners are up to speed on these things, but I'm going to challenge our audience. If you're not, if there's something you want us to dig into more, let us know in the comments. Because I think what I'm really appreciating is that there's a huge range of experience out there. And I'll share, like, I recently did some webinars where I dove deep into like the technical details of how I built my interview coach. And it really resonated with other people who are trying to learn, right?
I loved it.
But at the same time that I was doing that, I also saw Josh Seiden started writing a blog series about how he had been avoiding AI. And he wrote a blog series about like his very first experiments. And it just reminded me that we are not all in the same place. And I actually just finished writing two really long blog posts for beginners. The first blog post is 15 ways to use AI at home because it's low stakes. And then the second one is
Teresa,
21.
That's our next episode. We need to talk about it a bit more. Let's dive into that.
Yeah. So then I wrote 21 ways to use AI at work. And so I think we should record another episode where we dive into those. So for those of you that like context was overwhelming and you're like, I don't even know what you're talking about, we'll help with, let's just do some level setting. And then let us know in the comments, like, give us feedback, tell us what you want to see more of.
Yeah, let's do that. Thank you, Teresa. That was amazing.
Thanks, Petra.